HarperCollins presents Bothy, In Search of Simple Shelter by Kat Hill. Read by Katrin Walker Booth. Prologue. If you have never been to a bothy, let me tell you what to expect. You will walk there, most likely, to a basic cottage in the countryside, having left your car at some far-flung spot in the Scottish Highlands, or perhaps near a mountain in Wales. It's almost a given you will have damp socks by the end of the walk, even if it's dry. You will have decided what to bring with you, what to leave at home, and you will live and die by your choices when you get there, regretting that you forgot that packet of food and cheering that you remembered the whiskey. You will be on the lookout for signs of activity as you approach to see if anyone is home. You will say you want to meet people, and will be happy if you do, but may also be quite glad if you have the place to yourself. You will push open the door, holler a greeting, get a reply or not. You will see one, if not all, of the following. A stag's skull collected from the surrounding area and placed as a totemic guardian. Some candles, tins, books, maps, etc., left by previous visitors. A collection of gas canisters, some empty, some full. Coal, kindling, firelighters, if you are lucky. The Bothy Book, also known as a visitor's register. You will lay out your kit, light the fire, provided you have enough fuel. You will roll out your sleeping bag on the floor or sleeping platform, ready for when you want to crawl into bed, and then you will decide what to do for the night without electricity, running water, and a phone signal. As the light dies, you may step outside to stare up at the dark sky and the million stellar worlds above you, lulled to rest by wind or waves or wild sounds of the night. And you'll find comfort in doing this every time, in similar but different ways, in different places, possibly alongside others, doing the same. To those for whom the call of the outdoors is strong, few things are more appealing than a hut in the wild, removed from the stresses of modern life. And who among us hasn't talked about the desire to get away from it all? Bothies offer this in spades. They are basic mountain huts that provide shelter for walkers in the Scottish Highlands, Welsh Mountains, and English Peaks, free of charge, unbookable, and unlocked for any passerby. They are simple structures, normally old farming buildings, stalking lodges or crofting cottages that sit in remote places, perhaps by a lock or at the foot of a Munro. At best, they might have sleeping platforms, a working stove and a compostable toilet. At worst, they are a simple room and four walls. No one quite knows where the word bothy first came from, but it's probably a corruption of vernacular words for hut. The Irish bohan, or Scottish Gaelic bothag or bothan. It might also come from booth, whose archaic form meant a temporary dwelling woven from boughs, or from words intertwined with the history of summer sheelings. In 1777, naturalist John Lightfoot described how a dairymaid would lay protective rowan above the door of the sheel boothie, or summer house, to which she had driven the herds for summertime pasture. By the 19th century, bothy cottages referred to the accommodation built for single estate workers, young men who sang bothy ballads on cold nights. Highland clearances and changing land use saw many of these abandoned, but bothies have been reclaimed by hikers who roam the hills. The word bothy now signifies not a rural home, but a free shelter from the wind and the rain. Versions of this are found all over the world. Wilderness huts in Scandinavian forests, the Outiotupa of Finland, bivakshatel on German mountains, or Adirondack lean-tos in upstate New York. But the most famous incarnations are the bothies of the Scottish Highlands. It's a rough kind of shelter that the bothy provides, but one I have come to love. 4 years ago, I didn't know much about bothies, although I was familiar with a few popular culture references to them. I have a vivid memory of watching the film Under the Skin on a cold, dark December.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?